over the last 8 years and change, I think that we have really focused our energies and our resources on creating a culture that attracts very successful people and that allows people that might be not as successful to succeed. And I'd love to sit here and tell you that we do things much more differently than others. We don't. We are not smarter than others. I don't think we are. I think we all work very hard. I'd like to think that we work extremely hard. And we've sort of been able to manage working really, really hard while creating a fun environment, but a serious workplace. And as I like, you know, I say a lot is we work extremely hard and we play extremely hard. And somewhere in the middle, there's a good balance in our lives. The people that work at Promo Shop, I think, are unique in the sense that we've empowered them to do what they do, however they do, and we don't try to mold them to our ways, but we sort of give them resources to support their ways and their initiatives. And it's not a perfect science, and it's a constant endeavor, and it's an organic thing that we do on a day-to-day basis. But I think that if we're an 8.5-year-old company, and for someone that I would hope has this company or is leading this company for many, many years to come, there's something to be said about just listening to the people more than telling the people, you know, and there's a good mix in between. Our management team is a wonderful listeners. We're unique also that most of our managers also sell, so we're in tune, myself included. We're in tune with the client base. We're in tune with the climate out there, and we know what's going on. We're not just sitting on a desk, you know, barking orders or saying do this, do that. We're the opposite. We go and we do it ourselves, and then we come back with ideas and thoughts, and we implement them, we try them, and we know that not everything will work, and when it doesn't work, we change the way we do it, and the things that work, we try to evolve on and make them better, bigger, more successful, and more of a core competency of ours.
Can I ask you one more thing? In the length of time that you've been in the industry, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that distributors face today?
I've been in the industry almost 14 years, and I think I've seen a lot of the super companies and the big publicly traded companies try to become a lot more than they could swallow, and they started becoming everything to everyone instead of sort of focusing on their core competencies. The next big thing became China and the ability for a distributor to go direct and the fear of the supplier that we're going to sort of cut them out. And right after that, it's now become that the end user is now learning that China is a click away and they all want to know. I think the challenge is, you know, remains the people, and I think the upside remains the people. Technology is a wonderful friend if you use it properly, and it can be a wonderful asset if you learn how to make it better for your world. We have a philosophy that if our clients want to go direct, they should try it themselves, knowing that they will come back. If the suppliers think that we're going direct, sometimes in very competitive environments, we are forced to do it and we hate to do it. We were one of those that went to China right away and said, let's open our own company there. And we came back extremely happy saying, we don't need to do this. We have enough support people and enough people that actually have been doing this for many more years that we'd rather still make less as long as we can remain competitive in that arena. The challenge is, you know, it's every day. It's depending on others to make you shine, depending on the shipping department to put the right label and the right zip code on your package for the event to be successful that day. It's endless. I sort of spoke yesterday about services. Mm-hmm. And if we can just focus on whatever services we provide in whatever service industry we're in and keep evolving those and make sure that our services remain the best that are possible and affordable within the infrastructure and the people we have, that's the quandary that remains. We are not product pushers. We are not salespeople of things. We are actually providing a service, and it happens to be that the tangible deliverable is a pen or a wearable or something like that. So those are sort of the weird challenges that I don't think are going to go away anytime soon. But I think that if we can evolve them and use them to our advantage, there's enough for everyone, and there's enough for everyone to be involved in, and there's people that should not be running in fear. And the people that want to go to China direct, they should definitely try it. But I think that it's a short-lived, and they will come back to our core suppliers that have been here supporting us for a long time.
Thank you so much.